Yeah, Mishnayis Bikurim. Perek Aleph, Mishna Aleph, Yesh Mevi'in Bikurim V'Kurin. Certain times the person has the chiyuv to bring Bikurim, that's to bring from the first fruits of the Shivas Haminim, he brings it to Yerushalayim, like we'll see later on, and V'Kurim, when he brings the basket of fruits, he has to read the Pasha of Bikurim, like we'll see later on. Now, Mevi'in V'Loikurim, sometimes you have to bring the fruits to Yerushalayim, but you do not read the Pasha of Bikurim there. And v'yesh shena mevi'in, certain times you don't have to bring Bikurim at all. Even though you have your grapes, you have your pomegranates, you don't have to bring Bikurim. Now, elu shena mevi'in, these are the cases that even though you have the grapes growing, you don't have to bring Bikurim from them. You have the vines growing in your field, so that would be okay. But for hivruch, like you have a long a vine, a long branch, for hivruch, and you bend it over like and plant it l'teich shel yochid into somebody else's property. Oysha rabim, else you planted it, the branch you bend over and put into the ground of Rishus Rabim. And then it comes up and grows from over there. So the kitzur gets its yanika, gets its nourishment from your ground and from somebody else's ground or from the Rishus Rabim. Therefore you put them in Abikurim. The same thing, hamavrich b'teich shel yochid. If let's say there's a vine growing in somebody else's field, or else the vine is growing in the Rishus Rabim. There's a branch that you stick into the ground and now that end comes up in your field. So even though part of it is growing in your field, since the other half is growing in somebody else's field, you're potter from Bikurim. Let's say the main vine is growing in your field. And v'hivrich l'terch shalai. And you took a branch, the zemiris, and you put it into the ground, and it came up the other side also in your property. Just that you own two different gardens, two different yards, on the two different sides of the street. And v'derech ha-yochid, v'derech ha-rabim b'yemsa. There's a street going through, either it's a private street, or it's a Rishus HaRabim going through. So it comes out that there's a mafsik between your property and the other property, there's Rishus HaRabim in between. And by that, the nourishment comes from there also. Therefore, in all these cases, Hareza Eina Mevi, the owner is potter from bringing Bikurim, since the Yanika is not coming totally from his Rishus, but also from somebody else's, he's potter. Rabbi Yehuda Reima Kezeh Mevi, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, there's no problem. Even though some of the Yanika, some of the nourishment, is from somebody else's Rishus, but since it's coming from yours also, therefore you chayv in Bikurim. Now, Me'ezeh Tam Eina Mevi, what's the reason in the Kohen Tanakam in the first Mishnah? Why do we say Yapotah from bringing Bikurim? So the Mishnah says, Mishum Shinema, because the Pasuk says, Reishis Bikurei Admoscha, that we dashinach yiu kol hagidulin miadmoscha. All the growth has to come, the nourishment has to come from your land, and not if part of it comes from somebody else's Adama. Therefore, in the first cases in the Mishnah, in the first Mishnah, since the Yanika is partly from another Adama, that's why you put it. Then the Mishnah says, "Who arisin?" That's a person that works on the field for you, and he gets half of the produce, whatever tonight they make up. If he gets half, a third, but I call upon him, it's not completely his Adama. He only gets part of the produce. Fihecha kairos. That's if you make up a deal with the owner that I'll take care of your field and I'll give you a dova kotzif, like I'll give you shleishim kur, no matter how much produce grows this year, and the rest of it belongs to me. But again, the ikka property does not belong to you. The yasek rikoin, that means people that force the owner to give them their property, unless otherwise you tell them you'll kill them. Relsvi hagazlonim, stam hagazlon forces property away from somebody else, and then fruits grow by you. But these people, they're also potter from bringing Bikurim from the same reason. Because the Pasuk says, Reishis Bikurei Admoscha. It's only on your Adama Yechayiv, not on somebody else's property. Mishnah Gimel. Ein Meviyim Bikurim Chutz Mishivas Haminim. Only the special Shivas Haminim is their Achiv to bring Bikurim from. But from other fruits, you're potter. And we know the Shivas Haminim, that's chito, wheat, soira, barley, gef, and grapes, utena, that's figs, rimonim, pomegranates, zayishem, and olives, udvash, and dates. So only from the Shivas Haminim is there a chiv. Loi mitmarim shebhorim, you don't have to bring from the dates that grows in the, on the mountains. V'loy mi perish of amokim, and not from the fruits that grow in the valley. In other words, these fruits do not grow so well in the valley or on top of the mountains. So even though it's from the Shiva Saminim, still Yapotar. Because the Pasuk is Mashmi, you have to bring the Muvchar, like Rashis, Bikuri, Admoscha, the best of the fruits. Now, Ein Mevi'in, and the same thing, V'loy Mizeise Shemin, Shene Mina Muvchar. You cannot bring olives that are not from the best. Now, Ein Mevi'in, Bikurim, Kaidin, Latzeris. You're not supposed to bring your Bikurim to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash, before Chag HaShavuos. And Anshei HaTzavoyim, the people of HaTzavoyim, Heviyu Bikurim Kodim LaTzeres, they once brought their Bikurim before Chag HaShavuos, for they kiblu mehem, and the Chomim there did not accept it. Mifnei HaKosev Shabbatar, because the Pasuk says, V'Chag HaKotzir Bikurim Masecho HaShetizra Basode. Mashma V'Chag HaKotzir, that's the Chag HaShavuos. Shechag HaShavuos, that's the beginning of the Zaman to cut off the Peris, and from this you bring the Bikurim, but not before. And the Pshat is because the Korban, the Shtei Lechem that they brought on Shavuos, that was like Matir to bring from the new crops for the Mizbeach. So before they brought the Shtei Lechem or the Korban HaMincha on Shavuos, you're not allowed to bring Bikurim, you can't bring new crops to the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, it's only after Chag HaShavuos can you bring the Bikurim. Mishnah Dalet. Elu Mevi'in V'loy Korban. These are the people that bring Bikurim, but they do not read the Parsha. Hager Mevi V'yene Korban. A person that's a ger, he talk has to bring Bikurim, but he doesn't have to say the Parsha. Because the Pasuk says, like we'll soon see, She'ena Yochel Leima, because he can't say the Pasuk of Asher Nishma Hashem La'voseinu Lo Seis Lanu. He can't say La'voseinu, therefore he can't say this Pasuk. What about if his father is a, if his mother was a Jew? Then maybe the Kaira. Then he's allowed to bring Bikurim. And he could be Kaira, even though his father was a guy. But when he davens Shmon Esrei Eger, Omer, he's allowed to say, Elokei Avos Yisrael. He's supposed to say, Elokei Avos Yisrael. Not Elokeinu, but Elokei Avos Yisrael. But when he's davening Barabim, like a Shliat Tzibur, I'm supposed to say, Elokei Avoseichem. V'imois imam Yisrael, let's say again, his mother, this ger, his mother was a Yisrael, it's only his father that was a guy, then I'm Elokei Avoseinu. Then he has the right to say Elokei Avoseinu. He goes after his mother, he could say Elokei Avoseinu. Now Mishnah Hei, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Oine, Isha Bas Gerim, a daughter, the daughter of the parents that were Gerim, is Latinos Lekuna. Even though her parents already were Gerim, were Jews, but still she cannot get married to a Kohen. Ad she'teima miYisrael. Only if her mother was a Yisrael, a Bas Yisrael. The Kol Zaman Diyichas comes from the mother that was a Ger, so the child is also to a Kohen. Echad Gerim v'yechad avodim mishuchrarim. A Ger or Eved Meshuchar, the same thing, that the daughter was also to a Kohen. V'yafilu ad asaradaris. Even 10 generations later. Until it started out that the mother was a Jew. Otherwise, that's halacha from an amon agrish lekochulhem that a kohen is also to the psulim, a kohen is also to a basger. Because she's not nikra beis Yisrael. We ask this from the pasuk in Yecheskel that says, "For amon agrish lekochulhem lenoshim kiim besulois mizera beis Yisrael." A kohen could only marry from a zera beis Yisrael only if the mother was a Yisrael. If the mother was not a Yisrael, so the daughter was also to a kohen. Now, who apetropis, somebody to guardian for an orphan, v'hashaliach, v'yo eved, v'yo isha, v'tumtum, v'yadrugnis, is mevi'in v'leikurim. These people, true, they bring bikurim, but they can't say the parasha. She'enim yechodim loyma, they cannot say, asher nosata li Hashem, that Hashem gave to me. In other words, because they did not have a Yerusha, a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Anisha is not bechlal, chalukas oretz. So that's why tumtum and adrugnis is also potter. They can't say because they're suffic isha. Eved also doesn't have a chilek in Eretz Yisrael, and apotropos tashliach bechlal. It's not theirs, so therefore they can't say shenasata li.
Mishnah Vov, ha'koneh shnei yilonis b'serch shechaveray. If you buy 2 fruit trees. In your friend's property. So the halacha is maybe he's supposed to bring bikurim from these fruits. But v'yena kareya, you don't have to say the parsha.
because if you only buy two trees, it's a suffix if you own the property in between or not. See, if you own the property, then you have a chiv to bring bikurim with your eyes, and you have to say the pashas hakri also. But we have a doubt here. Maybe you don't own the property in between, so therefore you don't have to bring bikurim. So therefore, menasafik, we say you should bring bikurim, but you don't have to say the pasha. Since the kri is not makiv on that, you're potter. However, like we'll see later on, if you buy three trees in somebody else's field, then for sure you are kind of the property in between, then you'd have a chiyuv to be maybe the kareya. Now Rabbi Meir says maybe the kareya. Rabbi Meir says no, even with two trees also, it's called that you also own the property, the karka in between, therefore you have a chiyuv to be maybe bikurim and to be kareya the parsha. What about Yovei Shamayin? Let's say the well that you irrigate your property or you water the tree dries up. Ralph Niksas Ilon, after you picked off the fruits of the tree was cut down. So the Ochre is then maybe the Enu Kareya. You're supposed to bring Bikurim, but Enu Kareya, you can't be Kareya al Adoma Shnasatali. It's not called you have the Adoma since you don't have the irrigation anymore, or else the tree was cut down. However, Rabbi Yehuda says no, maybe the Kareya, you still have the Karka, the land still belongs to you. So therefore, he holds you could be maybe the Kareya. Now, Meyatzeres V'yad HaChog, from Shavuos until Sukkos, that's the Ikar HaZman, that may be the Kareya. Then you bring your Bikurim to Yerushalayim, the Kareya, when you give it to the Kohen, then in the Azara you say the Psukim of Bikurim. Because that's the Ikar HaZman HaSimcha from Shavuos until Sukkos. What about Min HaChag V'yad Chanukah, even after Sukkos? If somebody wants to bring Bikurim from Sukkos until Chanukah time, then maybe, true, you still have a Chiyuv, you still bring your Bikurim, but V'yayna Kareya, the Tanakhama says, you don't say the Pasha anymore, because it's not a Zman Simcha anymore. The Ikka Zman Simcha, you're happy with your fruits only until Sukkos. After that, it's not a Zman Simcha. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseroim, and no, maybe the Kareya. Even up until Chanukah, still, you could bring Bikurim, and you could also say the Pashas, say the Psukim. Because he holds, either a lot of peiros are still collected from Sukkos until Chanukah, so still called as Zman Simcha, therefore you could bring it. Yeah. And it could also be maybe the Kareya. Because that's Machleta Shabiud holds, Shudim Amisar holds, it's still called as Zman HaSimcha. Yemishne Zayin. Hifrish Bikurav. Somebody set aside his peiros to bring for Bikurim. And then Umocha Sadeyev, then he sold his property, he sold the field, before he brought the Peres Yerushalayim. So the Ocher is maybe the Enu Kareya. He still has to bring Bikurim, but he can't be Kareya because right now he doesn't have any Karka. He already sold his Karka. Fihasheni, what about the second person, the one that bought this field now? So Meyoisi Hamin, from the same type of fruits that the first person brought Bikurim, Enu Mevi, he doesn't have a Chiv to bring Bikurim anymore. Let's say the first one brought from grapes, so the second one that bought this field now does not have to bring Bikurim from these grapes anymore. But Mimenacha, maybe the Kara. Let's say there was another type of a fruit tree. Yeah, there was a pomegranate tree there in the field. And on that one, the first one did not bring Bikurim. So then the second one should bring Bikurim. And he's also Kara, he says the Parsha. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Af Meyoisi Amin, maybe the Kara. Even from the first Min, still the second one now could bring again Bikurim. Since it's a new ownership now, and by him it's the first time he's bringing Bikurim, so he has a right to bring even from that first grape, the grapes, even though the first one already brought Bikurim, but by the second one, it's new ownership, he could also bring Bikurim. Mishnah Ches. Hifrish Bikurim. Let's say somebody set aside the peiros, the fruits to bring for Bikurim. And then Nivzazu, it was like stolen from him, Gzela, Rels Nomaku, it rotted away, Rels Nignavu, it was stolen, Mgneva, or else Ovdu, it was lost by him, or Shinitzamo, or else they became Tommy. So the Locher is, Mevi Acherim Tachtayim, he's supposed to bring a second, different fruits instead of the first ones. Like if it's lost, pshit, he can't bring it. If it's Tommy also, he doesn't have to bring it. So what he's supposed to do is bring another, take another fruit. Like if the first ones were pomegranates, take another pomegranate. And but Vienna Kareya, on the second one that he brings, he does not have to say, the Pashas Abikurim. Because in the Pasha we say, Hine Hevesi as Rashis Prihadama. You have to say this is the first of the fruits, and it's not true. You already separated, set aside different fruits. So therefore, on the second ones you bring, you do not have to say the Pasha, the Mikra of Bikurim. Now, Vihashniim, the second ones that you're bringing for Bikurim now, Einam Chayovim Aleim Chaymish. Like this regular Bikurim has a lacha like truma that if a zarif, if a Yisrael eats a b'shogeg, he has to add on an extra chaymish. He has to pay back keren v'chaymish, an extra fifth. But here, this bikurim, since it's only a second one, it's potter from chaymish. Since it's not the first setting, it's not the first bikurim, therefore it doesn't have a lacha of chaymish. What about nitmu b'azor? Let's say you brought your bikurim into the Beis Hamikdash, and in the Beis Hamikdash there it became tamei. Then the lacha is noifetz. You just have to leave it there. V'yena kareya. You do not have to say another parasha though. And noifetz means like you empty out your barrel there, your basket that you brought it in. In other words, you yotze the mitzvah bikurim. You don't have to bring another one. And why don't you make a kriya here? Because a kriya is only mitzvah simcha when you're happy. Here that it became tamei, you lost your simcha. Therefore, you don't have to say the parasha. Rakoponim, once it's brought into the Beis Hamikdash, then you're not chayi b'achir yusi anymore. In other words, like this, if it became tamei before you brought it to the Beis Hamikdash, the lachra is that you're chayi b'achrayis. You have to see to it that if something happens, you still have to bring another one. But once you brought it to the Beis Hamikdash, then you're potter from achrayis. It's not your obligation anymore to take care of it. Mishnah Tes, Uminayin, how do we know this yisoid? Shu chayi b'achir yusi not shiyov al harabayis. How do we know this, that until you bring the Bikurim to the Beis Hamikdash, if anything happens to it, it's on your responsibility to bring another one? Shinema, the Pasuk says, Reishis Bikuri Yad Moscho, Tovi Beis Hashem Olekecho. That means you have to bring it to the Beis Hashem. Malamed, it comes to teach us, Shechayim Vachri Yusam Ad Sheyov Yilahar Abayis. That until you bring your Bikurim, until the Beis Hamikdash, it's on your responsibility, you have the Chiyav Achrayis. Harei, Mashenkin, once it's brought to the Beis Hamikdash, then you're put around the Achrayis, it becomes Tami then, you don't have to bring another time. Harei Shehevi Mimin Echod, V'Kora, V'Choza, V'Hevi Mimin Achar, Eina Kareya, Nidza Nu Alocha. Let's say this Reuven, he came to the Beis Hamikdash today and he brought his first pomegranates. And then he wants to bring from the first of his grapes, so Alocha is Eina Kareya. It does not have to say the Pashas Bikurim anymore. He's the same owner, the same person, only says the Pashas Bikurim once. So the first time you come, you're supposed to bring all your Bikurim. But if you brought Bikurim once, even though you want to bring a second time from a different min, but I call upon of the Kri, you do not have to have. Like we say, Hegarati Hayoim, Tzvidashen Pam Echod, that Magid V'yena Magid Pamayim. You don't say the Pasha twice. Mishnah Yud. V'yelu mevin v'kurim. Now these are the people that are supposed to bring bikurim at yikva mitzvah, and you say the pashas habikurim also. Min ha'atzeres v'yad ha'chol. The yikva's man is from Shavuos until Sukkos. Mi shivas haminim. It's brought from the shivas haminim. Mi perish shebhorim, from the fruits that grow on the mountains. These are good peris. Good peris grow there. And mi tamarus shebamokim. Who are din from dates that grow in the mamokim, grow in the valley. And you bring it from the good olives, even from the Evra Yarden, the other side of the Yarden. In other words, fruits that grow on the mountains are better than fruits that grow on the valley. Therefore, fruits you bring from the mountains. Excluding, and when the Mishnah says, it means olives that give off oil. There is good olives, from them you bring Bikurim. Now the Mishnah says Me'evra Hayardin means that you could bring from the fruits that grow in Evra Yardin, also there's a chiyuv to bring Bikurim from. Rabbi Yosef Lili Yomer, Ein Mevin Bikurim Me'evra Hayardin. No, you do not have a chiyuv to bring Bikurim from the fruits that grow in Evra Hayardin, like in Jordan. She'enoi Eretz Zovas Cholav Dvash, because Evra Yardin is not called Eretz Zovas Cholav Dvash. And in the Pasha of Bikurim it says, V'yevienu alamokum azev itim lonu esorot azois, Eretz Zovas Cholav Dvash. So therefore, Rabbi Yosi says, you only bring Bikurim from Eretz Yisrael itself, and not from Eivor HaYarden. However, Midrabanan, though, they said there's still a chiyuv to bring Bikurim from Eivor HaYarden and from Surya. Then Achnami, in Chutz Loretz, we're potter completely from Bikurim. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Ha'koine Shloishi Lonois Betech Shechadeiroi. If you buy three fruit trees off your friend, so then we say, maybe Bikurim. You have a chiyuv to bring Bikurim from it, and you could even say the Pasha. Like we said before, because when you buy three trees, for sure in that sale is the karka, the property in between. Therefore, you can say al hadoma, you own the property. Rabbi Meir Oimer afilu shnayim. Even if you buy two trees, also we say you mean to buy the karka in between, so you could be made in the karka. So now the Mishnah says kona ilan v'karko. Let's say somebody only buys one tree, but he says clearly, he speaks out clearly, he means to buy the karka also. Then pshita maybe the karka. He could bring it and he has to say Pashas HaBikurim. It's the machlekas before, if you buy two trees, I mean you buy the two trees stam. You do not speak out about the property in between. So that's the machlekas, do you also mean to include the property? But if you speak out clearly that you want to buy the property under the tree, for sure then you could be maybe the Kareya. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Afa bala yarisais v'chakarais mevim v'karvin.
So Rabbi Yehuda is adding on, like he's arguing on the mission we had before, that if Yehuda holds a bali arisas, that somebody that works on somebody else's field, he takes care of it, but he has a share in the produce and the karka itself. The chakaris also, if you work and have a share in the property, so he holds mevim v'karvin, that you could bring bikurim to kafei the parsha also, even though you're not the complete owner here. But since you have a chelik, you have a partnership, you have a part ownership here, that's enough, well, not even ownership, you have a schus in the karka here, so that's called like a kinyan in the karka, and you could be maybe the kura. Before we had a svar, no, since you're not the owner, you can't say ala doma, you're potter. Yehuda holds no, since you have a schus in the karka to get your chelik, your portion of the produce, you have a right to get it from this karka, so you have schus in the karka, you could also be a maybe the kura.
You have to parag beis. Yemishna aleph. Ha truma v'yaha bikurim. Truma and bikurim both have the same halacha that chayovim aleihem misa v'chaymish. If a zara for regular Yisrael eats it, so if they eat it b'meizir, the chayiv misa b'dei shumayim, and if they eat it b'meizir b'shoigeg, then they have to pay back a chaymish, and as keren and a chaymish. Now v'yasurim lazorim, both truma and bikurim is also for zara to eat it, it's only for kohen. V'heim nichse kohen. When you give it to the kohen, it belongs to the kohen. He can do what he wants with it. He can mekadesh an isha with it. He can sell it to another kohen. It belongs to him. V'yoylem b'yechad u'meya. It becomes batel b'roiv, 1 in 100. If one apple of truma, one pomegranate of bikurim falls into another 100 of chulin, it becomes batel. Utunin rechitzas yodayim. Before you touch truma or bikurim, you have to first wash your hands. Because at this they have a tumas shiny on them, which is metame makes truma bikurim posel. So you have to wash your hands before you touch it. Tahara of shemesh, if a kohen was tamei, he's not allowed to eat either truma or bikurim even after he goes to the mikvah until it becomes nighttime. That's called hara shemesh. After he went to the mikvah, he still has to wait till evening. Hare elu b'truma v'bikurim. These halachas apply both to truma and bikurim. Ma'ashenkin b'maisa. But by ma'aseh shiny, we do not have these halachas. Now this parable will explain the difference between these three halachas of truma, bikurim, and maaseh sheni. Now the Mishnah says, yes, b'maaseh of a bikurim. Certain halachas we have by maaseh sheni and apply to bikurim. Ma'ashenkein b'truma, which is not applied to truma. Shehamaaseh via bikurim to nesavos mokim. Both have halachas, you only eat it in a special place. Maaseh sheni, we know you have to bring to Yerushalayim. And bikurim has to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. However, truma, the kohen could be any place. Tunen vidui, we know at the end of the third year, you have to have vidui, vidu maisa, which applies both to maisa and bikurim, not on truma. V'yasurim lo'oinen, if a kohen is an oinen, that means one of his mishpachas died. So before they make the kfura, you call an oinen, so an oinen is also teet maisa and bikurim. Ma'ashen kein truma, kohen that's an oinen, he's ladi truma. Rabbi Shimon Mate, Rabbi Shimon says no, Rabbi Shimon holds a smutter, and there's an oinein, he's allowed to eat bikurim. He's mate bikurim to an oinein. Since the Torah calls it truma, therefore bikurim is also mutter to an oinein. But the chayofim bebir, but this much he agrees that there is an inyan of beer of maise sheni bikurim, they both have lach of beer on erev Pesach of the fourth year. Now, the asurim kol shehein milecho b'Yerushalayim. It's also the kosher, that means if some maaser or some bikurim gets mixed up, even in 100, even in 1,000, if it's inside Yerushalayim, it's considered like a davar sheyesh lo matirin. In other words, you could eat this maaser sheni, b'teres maaser sheni. Even though it falls into 1,000 times as much chulin, you do not have a right to eat it b'teres chulin, but rather still have the kedusha of maaser sheni on it, because it's called the yesh lo matirin, since you could eat it the way it is now in Yerushalayim. The same thing applies to Bikurim also. Since the Kohen could eat it now, when Yerushalayim it's here already, therefore it's not Batel Breif. V'gidulayhem asurim melechob Yerushalayim. Who are then, if you have any Maaseh Sheni, or you have Bikurim, and you plant it, and what grows out of it, it's also Asatit, in B'teras Chulin in Yerushalayim. as the gedulim of bikurim and meiser has a locha like the meiser itself, or like bikurim itself, and therefore you also have to eat the pateras the gedushas meiser sheni and not pateras chulin, and therefore it's also melechol pateras chulin yishlem af lazor mavla behema. You can't give it to a zar, or who then you can't give it to a behema. Even though it's only midirabbanan, because midiraisa, once you plant it, what grows is not called bikurim or maisesheni, but midirabbanan, though it still has a locha like truma maisesheni, therefore it's also to give it to a zar to Yisrael, or to give it to your behemoths.
And on this, the mission ends off that Rabbi Shimon mat, Rabbi Shimon says it's okay, and harayel or bemaisa bikurim maisesheni batruma. These apply to maisa, sheni, and bikurim, and does not apply to a locha of truma. In other words, Rabbi Shimon holds the gedulim of Meiser and Bikur Mismuta. That's what he's matter. That's what he argues on the Tanakama. Now Mishnah Gimel. Yesh b'trum of a Meiser. There's certain halacha that apply to trum and Meiser Sheni. Ma'ashen came to Bikurim. That does not apply to the halacha of Bikurim. Shaha truma via Meiser Oisrin Esagarin. That before you take off trum, before you take off Meiser Sheni, you can't eat the rest of the Torah. It's like Tevel to take off first trum or Meiser Sheni. Mashenkin by Bikurim, there's no halach of tevel. You're allowed to eat the fruits even before you take off a Bikurim. V'yesh lem shir, that Truma and Maisa Sheni has a shir to it. However, Bikurim does not have any shir. Even with the Rabbanon, there's no shir. V'noigim b'chol ha-peris, that Truma and Maisa Sheni apply to all different type of fruits. Mashenkin, we know a Bikurim is ordered to the Shiva Saminim. B'fnei ha-bayis, v'shloi b'fnei ha-bayis, that Truma and Maisa Sheni apply even after the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. If we hold that Kedusha Rishonah or Kedusha Rishoniah, Kitcha L'Shaitav Kitcha Los Lovoi, Ma'ashenkin, for Bikurim, it's only Bizman we have the Beis HaMikdash. Uva Arisin, Uva Chakorois, Uva Sarikin, Uva Gazlonim, even only part owner in the share, in the produce, still Yemuchiv would take off Trumas and Maisa Sheni, Hudin Agazlin, can't eat it without taking off Trumas and Maisa Sheni. All these things apply, Harei Lubitruma Vamaiser, Ma'ashenkin, Bikurim. Bikurim, all these things are potter. A gazlin is potter from Bikurim. He doesn't know it's not al-adomash and it's not ali. Same thing, Arisas, Chakiras, Osarikin. It doesn't really belong to them, the karka, therefore they're potter from Bikurim. Mishnah Dalet. V'yesh ba Bikurim, ma'ashenkein ba Truma v'maiser. There are certain halachas that apply to Bikurim that does not apply to Truma and the Maiser Shaini. Shaha Bikurim, nikmim b'mechuba l'karka. Bikurim, you first take them off, even when they're mechuba l'karka, like we'll see later. That you go down to your field and you see a nice grape growing, so you put a string around that grape and you say right now you want it to be Bikurim, even when it's still attached to the ground. Ma'ashen ken truma, ma'ase shen, you can't do anything to it, kol zeh manas mechuba l'karka. V'yais adam kol sadei Bikurim. If a person wants to, he can make all his fruits into Bikurim. Ma'ashen ken truma, you can't do that, you can't make all your fruits truma. V'chaye b'achriusam, like we had before. That before, up until you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, you mechayi bachrus, and if you lose them, you have to bring others. Ma'ashenkin by truma yipotter, otunim korban v'shir otunufa v'lina. When you bring bikurim, you're also supposed to bring a korban shlamim with it also, and you have a shir, a special shir you bring, a tunuf, you have to pick it up, v'lina, you have to stay overnight there in the Beis HaMikdash. Ma'ashenkin by truma, ma'isesheni, you do not have another korban or a shir or tunuf or v'lina.
Now the special loch about a korban, that's what the pasuk says, was samacht v'chol atoiv, that with darshan it means you have to bring a korban shlamim. And the shir, when they used to bring the bikurim to Yishlayim, the levim used to sing aramimcha Hashem kidli soni. And then you know tnufrit, you're supposed to pick up this basket when you come to the kohen, like the pasuk says, lokach v'lokach hakohen ateno miyodecha. So these inyonim you only have by bikurim and not by truma and maaseh sheni. Mishnah Hay. Trumas Meiser Shovel Abikurim B'Shtei Drochim. That Trumas Meiser is like Bikurim in two ways. For La Truma B'Shtei Drochim, it's also like Truma in two ways. In other words, this Trumas Meiser, what the Levi, after he receives the Meiser Rishon, he has to take off 1/10, the Trumas Meiser, and give it back to the Kohen. It's like Bikurim in two ways, and it's also like Truma in two ways. That Niteles Min Hator Ala Tomei. It could be taken off from a Torah thing for something that's tummy. V'shaloi min amukuf. You do not have to have min amukuf. It doesn't all have to be next to one another. Kebikurim, just like bikurim. However, v'yaseres asagurim, but before the Levi takes off the Trumas Meiser, he's not allowed to eat the Meiser Rishon. It asks the rest. V'yesh lo shir k'truma. It also has a shir, just like truma has a shir. That meiser, truma meiser is 1/10. So in a way, truma meiser is like the kurim, and in a way, it's like truma. Mishnah Vav. Yeh Mishnah Vav. Esroig shovel ilon b'shloish adrochem. A nesroig tree has alochas, like other trees, in three ways. V'la yorek b'derech echad. In one way, it's like vegetables. What does that mean? Shovel ilon bi orlo. It has a loch of orlo. The first 3 years, the peiros arosa b'hano. Over revia, on the fourth year, it has loch of net revai, that you have to be paid to the peiros nitim in Yerushalayim. Over shviyas, ilcha shviyas also, a nesrig has loch of shviyas, it's like a tree. Which really means you go after chanoto, when the pre first starts to be chonik, starts to blossom. When the fruit starts has the chanoto, that's the year it is. So if it has the chanoto before Shvius, it's called the sixth year fruits. That's muta. If it first has its chanoto, first starts to blossom in the seventh year, then it has the yis of Shvius on it. For la yorek b'derech echad, in one way, it's also like a vegetable. What does that mean? That shebishas li kutosa isuroi. By vegetables, we go after the time lakita when you pick it off. So when you pick it off, that's when it's mechuyiv in meiser. In other words,
all right, turn over.
So again, so this Elon is in three ways. This Esra tree is like a tree, and in one way it's like Arla. Again, the question is, by Elonois, Talochrej, you go Bosa Chanota. When the pre first starts to form, that's the beginning. If it's in Shvius, it's Shvius before. By Yerokos, by vegetables, you go after the year of Lakita when you pick it off. So therefore, for Halochas of Arla and for Revai and Shvius, you go after the Chanota of the Esrig. Again, v'la yorek b'derech echud means shebishas likitosa yisuroi. That the time when you pick it off, that's the year you go after for its meiser. If you pick it off in the third year, it's meiser oni. If you pick it off in the first 2 years, it's meiser sheni. Dibre Rabbi Gamliel, that's what Rabbi Gamliel holds. Rabbi Elazar v'aymer, shavol ilum b'chol dover. He holds no, an esek tree is only like a tree, b'chol dover, that you always go bosa chanota, even for the loch of meiser also. For meiser also, we go after the chanota. When the fruit first started to blossom, that's the year for meiser also. And the pshat from Gamliel, why there's a difference between meiser is, because since an esrog does not grow on megashonim or rainwater, you have to irrigate it. Therefore, in one prop, he holds a daima to Yerokos, but also you have to irrigate it. That's what Gemara talks about it. Mishneh Zayin. Dam mehal cheshtayim shovel adam behema. That blood of a mahal cheshtayim means blood of a person, of an odom, has the same aloch like blood of a behema. What does that mean? Lahach shereh tazroyim. That if the blood fall upon food, upon zroyim, it makes it hechshel a kabotumah. That's the aloch that oichel is only mekabotumah, was a huchshir from one of the shivas of mayim, of water, shiva hamashkim, and dam is one of the shivas hamashkim. Therefore, the Mishnah is saying there's no difference between blood of an animal or blood of an adam. Both is royal hacheres as royim. V'dam hasheretz and chayovim olof. And in other words, dam ha'cheshtayim, the blood of an adam, is just like dam hasheretz, that there's no issur to eat it. If you drink the blood of a person or the blood of a sheretz, you're not chayiv. It's only chayiv if you eat the blood of a behema. But the blood of an adam is only yosim midrabanan, not midiraisa. Mishneches. A koi is an animal that's a suffix if it's a behema or a chaya, something like a buffalo. As a suffix, what din does it have? Does it have a din of a behema or a din of a chaya? So therefore it says, yesh boi drochem shovel a chaya. In certain ways, we give it halachas like a chaya. V'yesh boi drochem shovel a behema. In certain ways, we give it halachas like a behema. V'yesh boi drochem shovel a behema v'la chaya. Certain ways, it has chumas of both ways. And v'yesh boi drochem, there are certain ways, Shaina shovel lela behema lela lechaya. Certain words is not doy mati to one of them. Now the Mishnah will explain. Mishnah test. Ketzat shovel lechaya. How do we say that a koi is doyma to a chaya? That means domoi toin kisoi kedam chaya. Lechumra, the blood of a koi, you have to make kisya dam. Just like by the dam of a chaya, there's a mitzvah to cover up the blood with offer. So a koi also, since it's a sofik, maybe it's a chaya, then a sofik, you have to make kisya dam.
and v'yein shechta nois of a yomtiv. Therefore, you're not allowed to shechta koi on yomtiv, because it's a suffix. If you're allowed to make the kisi adamanat, so therefore you don't shechta on yomtiv. V'yim shechta, but let's say somebody did shechta koi on yomtiv, then for sure the locher is ein mechasen as domoi. You're not allowed to make the kisi adam on yomtiv, even if you have offer muchen. There's not a question of muksen, no isurim. So then, if it would be a vadai chaya, you would be allowed to make kisi adam. But on a koi, since it's only a sofer chaya, you're not allowed to make kisi adam on yomtiv. There are a few reasons in Gemara and Beya. One reason is mishum mataras chelboi, that if somebody will see you make a kisi adam on yomtiv, they'll think for sure it's a chaya, and they'll come to say you're allowed to eat its chaylev. And since it's only a sofer, therefore we do not want you to eat the chaylev, therefore we do not want you to make kisi adam. Now, the chelboi mitama betumas nevela kechaya, the chaylev of a koi has tumas nevela just like a chaya does, the tumas of a sofek, but you know, it's only a sofek tumah, because it could be it's only in a nevela, and a nevela does not have tumas nevela on the chelboi. That since the chaylev of a behema is osa, so therefore the issa tumas nevela is not chal upon it. Because the Torah says by a chaylev in the veil of behemoth Torah, the Torah says not metame. The other Torah says yasal chomulach, you can do whatever you want with it. It doesn't have tuma. Only the chaylev of a chaya has tuma on it. So therefore, the misafik we say it's tamei. But v'yein poydum by petach hamor, you're not allowed to be poydum by petach hamor with a kvi, because since a koi, maybe it's a chaya, you can't be poydum with a chaya, only with a behemoth. So therefore, you can't use a koi to be poydum by petach hamor. Mishnah Yud, Ketzat Shavala Behema, how was a koi, the Sofik Chai Sofik Behema, Dema to Behema, that Chelba Yosa Kechela Behema? And a Sofik, you can't eat the Chela of the fats of the koi, because maybe it's only a Behema. And we know the fats of a Behema is the Chi of Chorus. V'yein Chayav Mal of Chorus, but if you do eat it, you don't get Chorus, because it's only a Sofik. V'yein a Nilkach Bekes of Meiser, you can't buy a koi with the money of Meiser Sheni, Lechab Yushalayim. Because you're only supposed to buy a behema, not a chaya. And the chaya bizroya l'chayayim v'keva. Min asafik, when you shech this koi, you have to give the koyin matnas kuna from the zroya l'chayayim in the keva. Because it's a safik, maybe it's a behema. However, Rebbe Lezer says, no, the Yisrael is potter from giving it to the koyin. Because there the cloud usually is, shehamaytse mechaveri all of our raya. Like it's only a safik, who owns this matnas kuna? If it's a behema, you have a chiv to give it. If it's a chaya, you're potter. So since you, the Yisrael, is holding on to it, we tell the Kohen, Hamaytzim Echaveri, all of Araya, you have to bring a proof that it belongs to you, but asof, you can't take these matanos away. There's Roya, the Jura, there's Roya is the thighs, L'chiyayim, the cheeks, V'yakev is the stomach. Mishnah Yir Aleph, Ketzad Ein Neshav, Aloy L'chay, V'loy L'Behema, how is the Kvi'i Koi, not like a Chay, not like a Behema? That means, also Mishum Klayim, is Nisa Klayim involved im ha-chayiv im ha-behema? You can't work with a chayiv or can't be worked with a behema because you have a suffix what it is. So it's not like neither. And if it would be a vade chayiv, you could work with a chayiv. If it would have been a behema, you could work with a behema. But now we don't. But now that it's a suffix, it's also with both of them. Now ha-koisev chayoso behemta livnoi. Somebody writes over a shtar that is giving away his chayos or behemas to his son. Like kosav le'as koi, he does not mean to give over the koi. But in Mama, let's say he says, "Hareni nozir shezeh chayoy behema." He says, "I'm a nozir that this is a chayoy behema." Hareyu nozir, then he is a nozir. Because since we said before, min asofik like lechumra, maybe it is a chaya. So a person says, "Hareni nozir, this is a chaya." He has to be noig nazirus because maybe it is a chaya, maybe it is a behema. V'shar kol drachov shovin lechayv la behema. For all other ways, it's daima to a chayin a behema, v'toyin shchita kezeh chzeh, you have to make a shchita on it, or metama mishum nevela, mishum eva min achay, kezeh chzeh. These halachas are both ways that have tumas nevela on it, that a koi shemes nevelosi is tomei, just like a nevela behema, the behema of a chaya. And the same thing as nisa eva min achay, because these soon apply both to behema, both to a chaya. Perek Gimel. Kate said nafrish nesa bikurim. How do we take Bikurim? How are you supposed to do it? So the Mishnah says, Yerud Olam L'Terech Sodeyu. A person goes down to his field. For Roya Tein Shebichra. He sees a nice fig that's becoming ripe. Eshkol Shebichra. He sees a nice grape that's becoming ripe. Rimon Shebichra. He sees a nice pomegranate that's growing. Koishre begemi, he's supposed to take like a red string and tie it around it. V'yemer, and he says right then, when it's still mechuba lekaker on the tree, harei elu bikurim, these should be bikurim. That's the way you take off bikurim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, afal piken, even so, choyze v'koyroysom bikurim, meyachashi yatol shem in the karka. Even though you said it once when it was mechubar, still you should say it a second time. After you pull them off the tree, then also you should say that harei elu bikurim, these are bikurim. Now, Mishnah Beis, Ketzer d'malen es ha-bikurim. How do we bring the Kurim up to Yerushalayim? Or else from Yerushalayim to the Beis HaMikdash? So it says like this, Kol ha-yoros, all the cities, she-be-maimod, in that maimod, is mischansois lir shomaimod. That we get together in the city of that maimod. Now, thinking of the maimod, this is really the Gemara in Tainus, that really there are 24 maimodos that we know b'shas, the Korban HaTomid is brought, really is brought for the Tzibur. Really, when a korban is brought, the bialim is supposed to be there. So if the korban is brought for the tzibur, really the whole Klal Yisrael should be there. That can't be. So they're made up of, from Klal Yisrael, for like 24 different mamodos, that every week they had a different maimed there, that's like a shliach for Klal Yisrael. And there was a rosh maimed, the head. So from each city that the maimed came from, so they used to all get together in the city, and v'lon and b'rechayv shliach used to sleep in the street that night. V'lohoy nechnosen labat, and they didn't want to go into the houses. In order not to become tum and maybe with a tumas oil over a mace. Therefore, they used to sleep in the streets like with their tents. Or lamashkim in the morning, hoya mamun oimer. In the morning, the mamuna, the one in charge of that maimid, or that city, would say, kumu venale tzion el Hashem alakenu. El beis Hashem alakenu. Let's go up to Yerushalayim, to the beis HaMikdash. Mishnah Gimel. Hakroivim, the ones that were close to Yerushalayim, mevim tenu v'yanovim. They would bring with them figs, and grapes. They were wet, but since it's a close thing, they're not afraid maybe they'll get spoiled. For a chaykim, the ones that were far away, mevim gregris et smoikim, they would bring dried out already figs, and dried out grapes, raisins, so shouldn't get spoiled on the way. V'hashar hoylech lefneim, they had an ox going in front of them. In other words, yeah, v'hashar hoylech lefneim, v'karnov mitzupay zov, and its horns were covered with gold. The Yatorah shall Zayas Bereshay, and had a crown of olives on the top of it. That's a sign for the Bikurim that's coming from the Shiva Saminim. Hecholil Maklef Name. They would have the flute playing in front of them. Achimigiyim Karvel Yushlaim, until they became close to Yushlaim. Hegiyu Karvel Yushlaim, when they came close to Yushlaim, Shochulef Name. They sent them. So, like, send messengers, they sent the Shliat that they're arriving in Yushlaim. And v'yitras b'kureim, to like put the fruits on top of the up top, to like to show off with the fruits to the b'kurim that they're bringing. So ha'pachois, that was the head of the skan of the kahanim, and the hasgonim, that's the head of the levim, v'hagizborim, those were the head of the ones on the head of the treasure. Yoytzim l'grosim, they would come out from Yerushalayim to meet them. V'fikovod ha'nechnosim ha'yoytzim, in order to give respect for the people coming in now bringing the b'kurim, they went out to give them respect. For chobali umli yoshev Yerushalayim, and any workman that was working in Yerushalayim oimdim lefneim would also stand up in front of these people. For shoyalim b'shleimim, like give them shalom aleichem, and they would say achenu anshe mokam floini bosim l'shalom, like people from wherever you are, come in peace. They gave all this cover to the people who were coming up to Yerushalayim to bring their bikurim. The Mishnah Dalid hecholil makal lefneim, the flute was playing in front of them. Achimegiim laharabais, until they came into the Beis HaMikdash. Hegiim laharabais, when they came up to the Har of the Bais. Afilu Agrifas HaMelech, even Agrifas HaMelech, he was from the Malchei Beisheni, that he was a Bal Nefesh Gedola, he had a big rule, he was a big ruler. Still, Noita Hasal Al Kseifai, he took the basket on his shoulders, for Nichnas, and he was the one to bring it in to the Beis HaMikdash. Achimegiim laazara, until they came into the Azara. And he brought it up to the Har Bayis until the Chotzer of the Migdash. Hegi Eliyazar, when they came into the Chotzer of the Beis HaMikdash, v'divru ha-Levim b'shir, then the Levim started to say the shir, like we learned before, and they said, Aramim cho'ashem kidili soni, v'leisimatu oivali, then they started to say the shir. Then Mishnehei, ha-goizolos, those were the birds, shagabi yasalam, they used to put around the basket to make the baskets look nice, of the Paris of Bikurim, so Hoyoilist used to bring them for Korban Oilo. Umasha Biyodim, the extra birds that they had on their hands, Noisim l'kahanim. That the people would give to a present to the kahanim.
Mishnevav. The basket was still on top of his shoulders. In other words, before they gave it over to the Kohen, when it was still on the shoulders, they start to say the pasuk of Mehigarato Hayom Lashem Elokecha Ad Shagoyim Mekol HaParsha, until they finished the parsha. Reb Yudah says Ad Arami Yevid Ovi, till the psukim of Arami Yevid Ovi. Hegiel Arami Yevid Ovi, when he got to this pasuk of Arami Yevid Ovi, Murid Hasal Miak Seifoi, then they would take the basket off his shoulders. And he would hold it by like the rim of the basket on the top. The Kohen meniach yodoi tachtov, and the Kohen will put his hand underneath the hands of the Bailam, of the owner, and the Manifa, they would pick it up together. The Kohen, then they would say these psukim me'aram me'yevid ovi ad shugremer kol ha'pasha, until he finished all pasha. O manichoi b'sad ha'mizbech, then they would put it down on the side of the mizbech, v'ishtach avoy, and they would bow down, and then they will go out. Now this Ashtach Avohim means Bepishid Yadayim V'Raglayim. He would like lie flat, straight down. Stretched out hands, stretched out feet, connected the Heichel, and then he would leave the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Mishnah Zayin, Borishayin at the beginning, Kol Mishu Yadayah Likrois Kairu, whoever knew how to say these psukim would say them. For Kol Mishayin Yadayah Likrois, whoever would not know how to say these psukim, Makrinoisoi, there would be somebody there to read it for him. And he would say, answer back. Nimnu malahavi, and then people stop bringing bikurim, like they were embarrassed that they don't know how to say the psukim, they were ashamed to bring bikurim. Seskino the meratakono, shiyomakrin as misha yodeya vas misha yodeya. Meratakono then, that whoever brings bikurim, whether you know or you don't know the parsha, there's always somebody there first reading the parsha for you, and then you just answer it back. So therefore people won't be embarrassed even though they don't know how to do it themselves. Now Mishneches. Who are Ashirim, the rich people, Mevi'im, Bikureim, Bekolosai, Shokesef, Shozov. They used to bring their Bikurim in baskets of silver and gold. Who are Niim, the poor people, Mevi'im, Noisim, Besali, Nitzorim. They used to bring them in baskets made from Nitzorim, Shalarova, made from reeds, like woven reeds. Kalufa, that was shelled. V'hasalim, V'ha Bikurim, Nitzorim, L'Kahanim. And really, the baskets and the Bikurim both were given to the Kahanim. And this goes by the Aniyim. The poor people, they used to give their baskets, their reed basket, to the Kohanim. Mashenk and the Ashirim, they used to take back their baskets. Mishnah Tes. Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas Omer. Ma'at v'nes ha'bikurim. He's supposed to make the bikurim nice. He's supposed to put like keteros, like crowns. No, he's supposed to put nice fruits. Chutz mishivas haminim. Excluding the shivas haminim. As even pears that are not from the Shivas Aminim, you could also put it on top of the basket to make the basket look nice. We have the Kivu Raimano, Ein Matrin Esa Bikurim Elam Shivas Aminim. You're only supposed to make this basket nice, but we'll crown it only with fruits of the Shivas Aminim. We have Shimon, Reb Shimon says, Sholosh Midas Pavikurim. There are three different Midas of Bikurim. HaBikurim, the Bikurim itself, the Ika HaBikurim, V'toy Sefes HaBikurim, and what you want to add on for Bikurim. That goes on b'shas l'kitas ha-bikurim. B'shas that picked off the bikurim. In other words, the first thing is the bikurim itself. We said when you go down to the field and you see a nice one growing, you tie a string around it and you say right then it should be bikurim. Then later when you go down to cut it off, b'shas l'kitas ha-bikurim, then no, you tear on another one or two. That's called tosefes ha-bikurim. And then v'yitzer ha-bikurim. Later when you put it into the basket, you're supposed to put some extra fruits in the basket to make it look nice. Now, toy sefes habikurim min b'minay. That means the same min, like now you took your first grape, you tied off already. Now when you pull it off, you add another one or two grapes also from the same min. The yitter habikurim, that's what we say is an inyan, to add on more fruits to make it look nice. That's min b'shein b'minay. You take a different min, like we had before, one man yama says even shaperis, or even if you hold like Rabbi Kiva, only m'shiva saminim, it means if you're taking grapes, put pomegranates there also. Tosefes habikurim, the extra that you add on for bikurim, necheles b'tahora. You have to only eat it b'tahora. In other words, it's only mutter to a kohen to eat it when he's tor. Yeah. Now it has a loch like bikurim. Upturim in adamai, it's also potim in adamai, a kohen that receives it. He's potim in adamai, but v'yitter habikurim, the extra pears they put on top of the basket to make it look nice, that's chayiv b'demai. That's chayiv b'demai. If a kohen accepts it,
still you have to give off the mite. In other words, the extra peris is mechuyev in trumas and eisrus, and the chiddush is even if he got it from an amoritz, he has to take off the mai. Mishni Dalef. When do we say this extra fruit that you ate on b'shash you pick off the bikurim has a lach like bikurim itself? Bizman shi bo menoritz. Only if it's coming from the oritz itself. If you may not bo menoritz, ain't a bikurim. It's not brought from what grew in Eretz Yisrael, then it doesn't have a lach. In other words, what grew may ever ha yardin, or else in Surya, even though you're supposed to bring it, those the edit does not have a lach like bikurim itself. Mishnah Yudbeis. Lama Amru, why was it said Habikurim Kinichse Kain, that Bikurim is like the property of the Kohanim? Shukainu mihem avod, it means that a Kohen could do what he wants with it. He could buy avodim v'kakoyus v'hema temeya. U'v'achoyv noitlem b'choyvay, he could pay up his debts with it. V'isha b'ksubos, he could pay up his wife give to v'ksuba. And k'sefer Torah, just like a sefer Torah. In other words, just like by sefer Torah also has the same halachas, you give it to your wife v'ksuba, pay back b'choyvay, here also Bikurim. Even though Bikurim has locha like Truma, it's only Necho to Kohanim, but he could sell it to another Kohen, or else give it to his wife for Ksuba. Rabbi Yudah says, Ein nois no moisim el lechove b'toiva. No, if you give away your Bikurim, you have to only give it over to another chosh of a Kohen that will make sure Tidot only b'taira. The Chachomar and the Chom say, Nois nin oisom le'anshe mishmer. The Bikurim was divided up by the Anshe Mishmer, given over to the Anshe Mishmer, given over to the Kohanim of that Mishmer. And they were divided equally the same way any korban that's brought, just like Kochim is Beach, that's brought that week, the Kohanim of that Mishmer receive it. The same thing also Bikurim also. Bikurim that was brought that week like it's given out to the Anshe Mishmer to the Kohanim of that Mishmer. In other words, according to Chachomim, you don't have to be Nizir only to give it to a Kohen Chodr. Because any Kohanim that like work in the Mishmer, they'll be careful, just like Kochim is Beach. They're all careful to be Nizir, but eat a Betaira. So here also, Bikurim also, they'll all be Nizir, they'll all be careful to eat a Betaira. See, in that halacha, you don't have to be mak, but to give it to a Chover Toiva, any Kohen in the Mishmer is good. Perek Adalut. An Androgynous is a person that has Simonim Zohar in a Keva. He has the simon of an erva of an isha and of a zohar of a man. So yesh by drachim shavu lanoshim. In certain ways, he's like a man. V'yesh by drachim shavu lanoshim. In certain ways, he has loch like an isha. V'yesh by drachim shavu lanoshim v'lanoshim. Certain ways, he's like both a man and a lady. V'yesh by drachim. In certain ways, ain shavu lanoshim v'lanoshim. He's not like a man and he's not like a lady either. Kate said, "How is this shavu lanoshim? How is it that he's like a man?" Means mitame beloibin kanoshim. When white comes out of him, like the zera comes out, or zav, he has tum zav or tumas carry like a man, or misateiv kanoshim. And he's supposed to dress like a man, nor he has to act like a man. He can't dress like a lady. V'noisa, he's allowed to marry a lady, avoloinisa, but he can't get married. He can't get married like a lady. In other words, he can't act like a lady, that a man should marry him. Kanoshim. Like men, in other words, another man lives with him, will be an Issa Mishkav Zohar. So he could only marry a lady. V'ima, his mother, the one that gave birth to him, Yosheva Solo B'dam Torah Kanoshim. She has to be Noig L'churma like a Zohar, that she only has Dam Torah only for 33 days, and not like in the Keva for 66. He's also b'yichud with ladies, just like any other man is. In the case where the father dies, he doesn't get muslin, doesn't get fed like the bonus, like the daughters does, only like the sons. He can't shave off his hair, his payas, or batash, because he can't shave off his beard, or batatamal meisim. If he was born to a kohen, he has loch like to like kohen. He can't be matama to meisim kanoshim like men. V'chayi b'chol mitzvah samurus paterik kanoshim. He has the chiyuv to do all mitzvahs like a man. Kids, in this way, this androgynous is like a man. The Mishnah base. Ketzad shavu lanoshim. How is this person androgynous like a lady? That mitama b'yodim kanoshim. If dam comes out of his makom like an isha, he's tama like an ida. He has loch like a lady that he can't be with a man. He's also to be miyachid, to be alone with a man. Let's say in the case where his brother dies and his wife is left over by Yibum, he doesn't make a zokik liyibum. since he's not a vada ish, maybe he's like a lady, so he doesn't have a din yibum. V'yena chilek im abonim kanoshim. When the father dies, he doesn't get a yerusha with the other brothers like a ben, but rather he's like a lady, like a daughter. V'yena oichel v'kotshe ham migdash kanoshim. He only is zichrei kuna kirit from the kotshe mizbech, and he's not considered a zocher. This lechumer is like an isha. V'imay his mother, yosheva solov v'dam tomei kanoshim. His mother, Lechumra, has to be, when she first gave birth, as if she, the kid is androgynous like a girl, that she's tummy for 14 days. Before we said, the kul of Dam Tor is only Lechumra like a Zohar. But here, Lechumra, she's first tummy for 14 days, like an Isha, like a Bas. Uposum and Aedus Karnoshim. He's possible Sayedus, just like a lady is possible Sayedus. V'yim nivu b'aver, let's say live b'aver, one of his kroivim, nivsu min ha-truma k'noshim, just like a bas kohen, is also t'truma if she was nivu to apostle, the same he's also t'truma if he was nivu to apostle. In other words, if he has a locha like a man, he does not become apostle. But since l'chumra we give him a din like an isha, he becomes apostle t'truma even if he was a kohen. Mishnah Dalet, keitzat shava la'anoshim v'la'anoshim, how is he like both? A lady and a man, that chayovim al makosa v'kilosoi kanoshim v'chanoshim. In other words, if somebody hits him, or somebody curses him, he's chayiv, because it doesn't make a difference whether he's a man or a lady, he's chayiv. V'yahorgoi, if somebody kills him, shoyge goyle, b'shoyge he has to go to golis, or mezid nerek, if you kill him b'mezid, he get killed. Kanoshim v'chanoshim, the same way if you kill a man or kill a lady. V'ima, his mother, mevi olav korbin. When she gives birth to him, she has to bring a korban yeledis, kanoshim v'chanoshim, just like you give birth to a son or to a daughter. V'yechel b'kotshi ha'gvul, he's allowed to eat from kotshi ha'gvul, kanoshim v'chanoshim, just like a lady. In other words, by truma, if he went to a kohen, he's allowed to eat truma. Just like an isha, bas kohen could also be truma. V'noichel l'chol ha'necholois, kanoshim v'chanoshim, you also have the same halacha like Yerusha, like a lady and a man would have. But there's no other Yerush, only him. He's the only one that the parents have, so he's not worse than being like a daughter. The only daughter also yashtas the parents. So in this case, he's both like a man and a lady. Mishnah Hei, Keitzat Ein Shava, how is he not like? Loila Noshim, not to a lady, and Loila Noshim, not like a man, for Loila Noshim, not like a lady. Ein Sorfin Truma Al Tumazivosi, that you don't have to burn Truma from his Tumaziva. In other words, the Zav that comes out of him, if he sees Zav, the white Zav. So, if he touches Truma, you don't have to burn that Truma. Since it's only a Sofik Tuma, men a Sofik, we don't burn Truma. Because maybe he has Loch like an Isha, so maybe it's not Tomei. V'yen Chayovim Olav al Bias Migdash. On this type of Tuma, if you go into the Beis Migdash, you're not Chayiv Misa for it. Again, because it's only a Sofik Tuma. Loik Hanoshim, Loik Hanoshim. Not like a lady, not like a man. Because by the parsha of Bias Beis Hamikdash, the pasuk says Mizochar on the Keva Tishlochu, that we dash known as Zochar Vadei on the Keva Vadei. Not on that dragness, he's not like an Isha, not like a Zochar. Now, V'yein Nimkor B'Evet Ivri, he can't be sold for an Evet Ivri. Loi Kanoshim, not like a man, but Loi Kanoshim, not like a Nomariya. V'yein Nerach, he has no Erchin, he has no value to him. Loi Kanoshim, not like a man, but Loi Kanoshim, not like a lady. Because in these pashas it says Zocha Vadei Vidashin and a Keva Vadei. Only a Vadei Zocha Vadei and a Keva has an Erech, not a Sofik. The Yimoma, let's say the person says, Hareini Nozir, I should become, somebody says, I should be a Nozir. Shezeh, that this person, Loi Ish V'Loi Isha, that this person is not a man and not a Nisha, so Nozir and a Chanami, then the person becomes a Nozir. Because Lamai said, this androgynous is not a normal man, he's not a normal lady. So he's not completely an Isha or an Isha, therefore the Nozir, he becomes a Nozir. Rabbi Yossi says, androgynous, barrier b'fnei atzmoi hu, an androgynous is like a new creature, a new person. V'lo yochle chachom l'achri l'chom, couldn't tell us clearly, olav imhu ish o yim isha, if he has loch like an Isha or like an Isha. So some learn the Quran from Rabbi Yossi, really there are like three sveikas involved by an androgynous. So Sofik, maybe he's a man, maybe he's a lady, and maybe it's considered like a new creature. Since you have these three sveikis, so some say Taka, he argues on the Tanakama. Tanakama says there are only two sveikis. According to him, there's a third sofik. And some say, no, he's only explaining the Tanakama. Avo tumtum. What's going to be the loch of a tumtum? That's a person that is makom erev is covered up. We do not know if he's a man or he's an isha. Ain't a kain. It's not the same way. Pomim shu ish, pomim shu isha. Sometimes he's a man, sometimes that loch like an isha.
In other words, by a tumtum, it's only the pshat that's covered up there. But it's possible to find out what he is. When we cut it open there and see, it'll be the zocher in the keva. So here is not as strong as an adroitness. An adroitness is called a bearer from the atzma, like he has both simonim, the good shayla, what din he has. But a tumtum, here it's only a pure suffix, like we'll have to open up and see there whether he's a vada ish or whether he's a vada isha. Hadrin alecho, say the zroyim, vaslika, mesechta, bikurim.